Chapter 57, Take Care of You. Summary. Shinzo puts on a crooked smile. Hey, he says, stepping forward and drawing Midoriya flush by his hips, trapping his hands between them. He leans down and presses a soft kiss to his lips. Want me and Shoto to start? They buy some good luck charms and fortunes after they finish praying, the usual thing to cap off an old year and welcome in the new. Shinzo gives his old charm to a monk to burn, and gets a new one, wrapped in silky purple cloth. Midoriya gets a vibrant green, and Todoroki a pretty rose pink that has Shinzo flashing abruptly back to another pale pink wish, tied to slender bamboo so many months ago. Right in the middle of that torturous onsen trip before they were going out, where Todoroki had teased the ever-living fuck out of Shinzo with no remorse. What had he written on it then? Something like, I hope our plans go well. What a bold-faced motherfucker. Wishing for his and Midoriya's plan to seduce Shinzo to go well, right in front of him. You asshole. Shinzo thinks fondly, watching Todoroki tuck his new charm in his pocket. Well, at least he's got plenty of time now to get revenge. Fortunes are next, Todoroki going first and getting, with great irony, a half-curse. A half-curse for the half-and-half hero. How appropriate. Your goals are in peril, it says. Watch your health. And something precious to you will break. Shinzo and Midoriya both give him a conciliatory pat on the back, but all he does is hum a little before standing back to let Midoriya go, so Shinzo supposes fortunes don't matter that much to Todoroki either. Midoriya looks much more nervous getting his fortune, which is amusing, but also Shinzo kinda hopes for his sake that he gets a good one, because he clearly cares more about it. His fingers are even shaking a little when he turns over the slip of paper. His face turns white. Ah, shit, Shinzo thinks. Midoriya, he finally prompts, after a few seconds, of watching Midoriya stare blankly at his fortune. When there's no response, he and Todoroki both step around to read it over his shoulder. Ah, Todoroki says. Shinzo agrees. Great curse. Your endeavors this year will have bad luck. You will suffer great injury. Be careful of new relationships. Midoriya turns to look up at them with huge, watery eyes, and Shinzo feels bad for having to hold back a sudden laugh. Now, okay, he says instead. Remember, it's even worse luck to react too strongly. So keep it together there, small mite. Midoriya stiffens with alarm, before his face hardens with determination, freezing into a hilariously pained expression as he tries to hold back tears. Shinzo has to hold back another laugh. Todoroki, ever the kinder one, steps forward and gives Midoriya a few pats on the shoulder. It's fine, Izuku. Just tie it to a post. It'll get rid of it. Okay, says Midoriya, voice a little wobbly. He sniffs loudly, then closes his eyes and lets out a slow, steadying breath. It doesn't mean anything, he says when he opens them again, and Shinzo nods in agreement. Though Midoriya is definitely saying that more for himself than anyone else. I'll get mine, then you two can tie yours up, okay? He says, and Todoroki and Midoriya nod, shuffling over to give him room. Todoroki slings a comforting arm over Midoriya's shoulders as he continues to calm himself down, and Shinzo gives them a fond, still somewhat amused look, before giving his 200 yen offering and getting started. When he finally gets his thin slip of paper after shaking the box and reading his number, He has to slap a hand over his mouth to try and suppress a snort. It doesn't work.
What? What is it?
Midia says immediately, clamoring forward, and Shinso shows him, still holding back laughter. Great blessing. Your efforts will net great results. New things will find you. You will see success in love. Shinso breaks at the way Midoriya's expression immediately calcifies into something between disbelief and helpless frustration, and has to stifle cackles into his elbow. Oh, the cruel vagaries of the universe. Sorry, I really don't care about these, you know?
Yeah, no, it's fine,
Midoriya says dully, looking at Shinso's fortune, with the distant, yearning expression of a man who is so close, yet so far.
It's cool.
Shinso laughs so hard, he starts gasping for breath. Listen, you can have it if you want.
No, I can't. You know that's not how it works.
Are you sure there aren't exceptions? Come on, Midoriya. Dare to spit in the face of God. Midoriya kicks him in the shin, and Shinso yelps and laughs at the same time, hopping back on one foot. Okay, fine. I'll keep it to myself, then. Todoroki and Midoriya tie their bad fortunes to the railings around the fortune booth, already partially coated with others, which turn the gray metal into a more pleasing white and pink. Shinso sticks his in his pocket, still snickering a little. The train ride back is spent with Todoroki and Shinso both trying their best to distract Midoriya from his great curse prediction, which has limited success, until Shinso slips a hand up Midoriya's thigh and starts whispering in his ear what he'll do to him once they reach Todoroki's house. It's something he only dares to do once the last person has left their car, leaving it empty save for them. But once they're gone, oh, does he go to town? Utilizing every bit of fun new info he just learnt about Midoriya earlier that night, he soon has Midoriya red and squirming in his seat, far too overwhelmed to even think about some monk's bad prediction for his upcoming year, much less worry about it. Todoroki looks on with definite interest, and Shinso flashes a grin when he notices his curious gaze. Izuku and I had a fun talk earlier, he explains, giving Midoriya's thigh a squeeze and making him start. Turns out our dear boyfriend has some kinks he wasn't telling us about. Todoroki's stare switches to Midoriya immediately, eyes flashing as he leans a little closer. Midoriya waves a hand frantically.
It just wasn't that important. Like, I already love what we do, so I didn't really see the point.
He falters when Todoroki's intense stare takes on a tinge of disapproval, and Shinso chuckles. He was embarrassed. Todoroki's expression eases, and he puts a hand on Midoriya's shoulder. Ah, well, that's understandable. We were actually thinking we could explore some of them tonight, Shinso says from Midoriya's other side, leaning over to see Todoroki better, and ignoring the way Midoriya hisses,
Hitoshi?
In a mortified whisper. Nothing too wild, just a small test run.
You don't have to,
Midoriya immediately starts, but Todoroki cuts him off before he can finish. That sounds fun. Midoriya turns pink.
Really?
Todoroki looks at him with some concern. Izuku, I like making you feel good. Why wouldn't I enjoy this? Midoriya drops his gaze as his blush worsens, covering his cheeks with his hands.
I don't know, it just feels kinda selfish, asking you guys to do this for me?
Todoroki looks confused and vexed all at once, and Shinso gets it, though he chooses to react by moving the hand on Midoriya's thigh to his waist and pulling him in a little closer instead.
Izuku, I don't think you get how much Shoto and I love spending time on you.
He moves his free hand back to Midoriya's upper thigh, as Todoroki moves closer to Midoriya from where Shinso's tugged him.
It's such a turn-on making you fall apart.
Midoriya makes a warbling, mortified sound, and moves his hands to cover his entire face. Shinso laughs.
Izuku, whatever you want to do is fine, Todoroki says,
from where he presses up against Midoriya's other side.
But, yeah, just watching you get turned on is hot. If this is another way to do that, then I want to try it.
Midoriya sneaks him a sidelong look.
It might involve more talking.
Todoroki's face turns suddenly and suspiciously blank.
Uh-oh,
he says slowly, and Shinso can tell he's contemplating how to go about tackling that, and can't help but laugh. Midoriya does too, lowering his hands and looking a little less flustered.
It's okay. I think Shinso probably has that covered.
Shinso grins and gives Midoriya's thigh another squeeze, making him jump with a yelp, before turning to give him an admonishing smack. Yeah, definitely less flustered.
Actually, I don't even know if I could handle the both of you doing something like that to me at the same time.
Midoriya adds, a little hesitantly.
At least, not for the first time. Maybe just Shinso tonight, and you can focus on him instead.
He gives a slightly shaky laugh, bringing his hands together in front of him to twiddle his fingers.
Less pressure on me.
Todoroki looks at him carefully, then nods.
Sure. That sounds good.
Shinso nods as well, cutting Todoroki a smile.
I mean, I'm certainly not going to turn down quality time with Shoto.
Midoriya snorts, the last of his nervousness leaving.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Shinso raises an eyebrow.
You got a problem with hero hopeful spending quality time together, Izuku? I mean, what better way to build team bonds?
Midoriya snorts again, a little louder, and Shinso grins and leans closer still.
Hey, wanna practice some new moves with me, Izuku? Been a while since our last spar.
Midoriya laughs harder and gives him a swat.
Maybe we could try endurance training,
Shinso continues, grin stretching wide as he holds back laughter and starts tracing a finger up and down Midoriya's inner thigh. Midoriya jumps.
See how long you can last.
Midoriya squirms in his seat, laughter trailing off as his thighs clamp together so hard he almost traps Shinso's fingers.
Itoshi.
Shinso snickers, but relents, taking his hand back and leaning back in his seat. That's enough teasing for now. They are on public transport, after all, even if no one else is here. And it's almost Todoroki's stop. He'll be able to tease properly soon enough. This time, when they reach Todoroki's house, there's no hesitation on their way up the stairs. Shinso had filled Todoroki in on what Midoriya would like to try during the remainder of their trip, with some embarrassed confirmations and adjustments from the boy in question, and he can tell Todoroki's just as excited for it as he is. Shinzo's already taking his shirt off as they reach the bedroom, and he sees Todoroki doing the same as he shucks it over his head and tosses it to the floor. Electric light is shining bright through Todoroki's long window, now that there isn't a blizzard to filter it, a stark white tinged with blue. It cuts Todoroki into sharp angles as Shinzo watches him undress, dips and swells of muscle, turning either pitch black or cold, shining white. He looks suddenly carved from stone, a living statue in a dead house. It's almost eerie, but Shinzo chooses to ignore that, in favor of thinking on what they're going to do instead, which makes him feel much warmer. In the end, it takes some effort to tear his eyes away to check on Midoriya. Midoriya, he finds, is not undressing. Instead, he's staring too, taking them both in, wide-eyed and blushing. He looks a little nervous, hands fiddling with the bottom of his shirt. Shinzo puts on a crooked smile. "Hey," he says, stepping forward and drawing Midoriya flush by his hips, trapping his hands between them. He leans down and presses a soft kiss to his lips. "Want me and Shoto to start?" Midoriya blinks, then looks relieved.
That would be nice.
Shinzo grins. "Okay. You should strip, though." He grabs Midoriya's ass, making him squeak. He laughs. "It'd be nice to be able to properly appreciate our hot boyfriend." Midoriya flushes harder, giving him a smack.
"I'm not hot."
"I think all these muscles would disagree," Shinzo hums, giving Midoriya's chest a pointed look, as the rustle and clink of what sounds like pants hitting the floor sounds from behind him. He gives Midoriya's ass another squeeze.
"This too."
Midoriya hides his face in his hands with a small snort, but Shinzo catches the start of an embarrassed smile.
"Hitoshi!"
Todoroki comes up from behind Shinzo, who is immediately distracted by the fact that he's totally naked, and moves around to press against Midoriya's back, slipping his arms around his waist. Midoriya's face pops out of his hands with a startled sound, taken completely by surprise.
"I agree,"
Todoroki says plainly, leaning down and nuzzling into Midoriya's hair.
"You're very hot."
You guys...
Midoriya whines, eyes glistening a little and starting to look overwhelmed. Shinzo chuckles.
"And always such a good boy for us," he adds, grinning deviously. "You want to be a good boy for us tonight, Izuku?"
Midoriya turns bright red, startling back a little. But that just sends him more into Todoroki. His hands lift back up to his mouth as his gaze shifts to the side.
I do.
"Then why don't you undress and watch us first?" Shinzo says, recognizing Midoriya's nervousness. "We'll let you know when to join." Midoriya gives him a grateful look.
"Okay, I can do that."
Shinzo smiles back, then steps free to give Midoriya space to change. Todoroki takes a few more moments to let go, hugging Midoriya tightly and nuzzling a little into his hair before stepping back and moving to Shinzo.
"You should strip too," he murmurs, plucking at Shinzo's jeans,
and Shinzo grins.
"Just can't wait to fuck me again, huh?"
Todoroki startles, jerking back and blinking wide until Shinzo laughs. Todoroki's surprise fades, and he levels Shinzo a look instead.
"Maybe I would just like to be able to properly appreciate both my hot boyfriends."
Shinzo's laughter cuts off abruptly, and he feels his cheeks pink. Todoroki looks satisfied, and Shinso rolls his eyes, heart fluttering a little, even as he starts undoing his pants. Okay, fine. I guess it's not fair you're the only naked one. Todoroki hums in agreement, looking even more satisfied as Shinso strips fully. Shinso tries not to be embarrassed about the flush of arousal such clear approval sends tingling through his nerves, and covers for it by backing Todoroki towards the bed with a sharp grin, making sure to nab the lube off the desk as he goes. Well, I know I've been looking forward to a round two, he drawls as Todoroki falls onto the mattress, shuffling back as Shinso follows on hands and knees. He drops the lube carelessly onto the duvet and focuses instead on backing Todoroki up towards the head of the bed, sliding a hand up his thigh when he's close enough, and grinning when Todoroki's dick twitches. He hasn't even touched it yet. You want me on my knees this time, Shoto? He says, voice lilting, and grins wider when Todoroki sucks in a sharp breath. He drags his hand further up his thigh, and then trails light fingers over Todoroki's hardening cock, nothing more than a tease. Todoroki shivers. You wanna fuck me from behind? Todoroki's hands clench the soft duvet under them into knots.
Hitoshi.
Shinso hums smugly, holding back laughter. I think that's a yes. He slides himself down the bed, smooth and easy on fine fabric, and licks a stripe up Todoroki's cock. Todoroki sucks in a louder, shakier breath, and hot satisfaction kindles to life in Shinso's stomach. Using a hand to help, he slips Todoroki's half-hard cock into his mouth, then flicks a deliberate, heated look up as he slowly slides down. Pale blue light splashes electric across the sharp cut of Todoroki's jaw, casting the rest of his face in shadow. But Shinso can still see what he's looking for in the gleam of his wide eyes, in the way his lips part. He looks hungry. Suddenly, Shinso feels fingers thread into his hair, not entirely unexpected, but still quick enough to make him start, and he moans in appreciation as Todoroki immediately takes a tight grip. His eyes roll back a little when Todoroki tugs, and he makes sure Todoroki sees it. Pleasant pain prickles across his scalp, and he sucks a little harder as a reward, even as his hips jerk, and he slides his lower half closer to the bed, trying to rub against the mattress as his cock stiffens. Against his tongue, Todoroki is now almost fully hard, and Shinso's determined to get him all the way. By the time he has Todoroki breathing hard and gripping at his head with both hands, hips twitching minutely into Shinso's mouth as Todoroki clearly tries to hold back, Shinso thinks it's time to cue Midoriya in. Sliding his gaze to the side, he can see the other boy leaning back against the desk, nude, watching them both and slowly stroking his stiff cock. He's sure he's having a good time. They've done stuff like this before. But tonight, it's time for something new. Hey, Izuku, he calls lazily, pulling off Todoroki's dick to speak. Todoroki's grip gentles in his hair. You liking the view? Midoriya startles and turns red, looking caught out, even though it's not as if they hadn't known he was there, getting off to them. Shinso has to suppress a grin. It's cute. It's nice making someone feel good, isn't it? Shinso continues, turning from his belly onto his side in order to see Midoriya better, leaning back on one of Todoroki's legs, and slowly starting to stroke his cock, still wet from Shinzo's mouth, with a loose fist. One of Todoroki's hands falls from Shinzo's hair as he does, landing on the duvet as he lets out a small sound at the slow tease, making them make little noises, making them grip you hard. He grins and presses a small kiss to the hollow of Todoroki's hip. It's got me all turned on. He sees Midoriya's eyes flick down to where Shinzo's cock lies heavy between his legs, half hard and wanting. Shinzo grins, shifting again to make it even more obvious. You want to help me with that? Midoriya swallows visibly, throat bobbing, but his eyes don't leave Shinzo's cock as he bites his lip and nods, slow. Shinzo feels himself get harder and sits up, motioning Todoroki to the side with one hand, but not looking away from Midoriya. Then come here, sweetness. Midoriya's cheeks flush, and he darts a sudden, startled look at Shinzo, and breathes a nervous laugh, but still does as asked, walking slowly to the bed. It had been Shinzo's idea, trying pet names. Midoriya likes praise, and Shinzo likes making him embarrassed, so it had seemed like the best of both worlds. It had felt a little strange on his tongue, he's not gonna lie, almost silly even, but that's quickly overwhelmed by the way it's making Midoriya look, nervous and shy and embarrassed all at once. Midoriya climbs onto the bed, and Shinzo moves down it a little, making room. Todoroki moves behind him and lets him settle between his legs, back to smooth, muscled chest. He slides his hands up Shinzo's thighs, palms broad, making Shinzo shiver pleasantly. Shinzo sits on his knees, fitting his feet beneath his bum and making himself comfortable with deliberately slow, lazy movements as he makes Midoriya wait. Todoroki's on his knees, too, but he hasn't settled low the way Shinzo has, and he can feel his hard cock pressing against his ass, smooth between his cheeks. Shinzo smiles sharp and lets himself lean back, draping himself over Todoroki's chest and shoulder. He slides one hand around Todoroki's firm thigh, enjoying the way the skin prickles at his touch, and drops the other to his own cock, wrapping around the base. Okay, pretty. Come here and suck my dick. Midoriya starts again at the new pet name, cheeks turning red, and his mouth snaps open like he's gonna protest it, almost reflexive. But after a pause, he shuts it and moves forward instead. Shinzo watches, pleased, as he lowers to his elbows, ass in the air, about to fit his mouth to the head of Shinzo's cock, but then, suddenly, stops. After another short pause, his big eyes flick up to Shinzo, and Shinzo recognizes his expression, the beginnings of mental conflict, overthinking. Oh boy, already? Well, no matter. This is new to both of them, and Midoriya had actually said he'd probably need a lot of verbal direction, confirmation, and reassurance, because this was so new, and he was already prone to doubting himself. He clearly needs some reassurance, and Shinzo's more than happy to provide. Also, even if it makes him a bad person, he has to admit that Midoriya looking up at him like a lost little lamb, and needing Shinzo to order him to suck him off is kinda really fucking hot. That's right, Izuku, he says, looking down with a smile and moving the hand on his cock to Midoriya's hair. He threads it deep through thick curls, and Midoriya already looks a little better. You're doing so good already. Look at you on your knees like a good boy. I love the way you look like this, you know. I want to see those pretty lips wrapped around my cock. Midoriya blushes, eyes dropping, but he's pleased, Shinzo can tell. He smiles a little wider, and uses the hand on Midoriya's head to pull him a little closer, gentle, until his mouth brushes over the head of Shinzo's cock. The soft touch makes him shiver, hand tightening in Midoriya's hair as he holds him still. Open your mouth for me, baby. Just open it, nothing more. Midoriya does so, and Shinzo groans a little as he rests the head of Shinzo's cock against his tongue, soft and wet. Shinzo pulls him back by the hair so he can see better, and Midoriya obeys beautifully, looking down almost demurely, even though his mouth is wide open and tongue out, the head of Shinzo's dick large and flush against it. It looks obscene. Shinzo loves it. He groans again, hips moving minutely despite himself, wanting more of that wet heat, and he can feel Midoriya's breath hitch, watching over sensitive skin. Shoto, he murmurs, and moves his hand from Todoroki's thigh up to cup the side of his neck instead, as he leans back, holding Midoriya in place like a pretty, pretty trophy. He turns his head to the side from where he rests against Todoroki's shoulder, wanting to see him. Doesn't our boyfriend look good like this? Todoroki's cheeks are flushed, and under Shinzo's fingers, he can feel the pulse in his neck start to pick up. Shinzo grins as Todoroki slowly nods, eyes fixed on Midoriya's blushing face. Yes. He's such a good boy, isn't he? Waiting obediently for me to fuck his mouth. Shinzo feels Todoroki's breath catch. Yes. Shinzo chuckles and looks back down at Midoriya. You should feel how hard he is, Izuku. He shifts his hips again, this time pressing back a little more. And Todoroki makes a strange noise as he grinds against his cock. I bet he wants to fuck that mouth of yours, too. You turn us on so much. He grips his dick with the hand not resting at the crook of Todoroki's neck, and lifts it slightly to trace the soft, soft warmth of Midoriya's lips. Midoriya shivers, cheeks darkening, but keeps still. And Shinzo has to bite his tongue to hold back a pleased groan. Traces of pre-cum glisten where he smears over Midoriya's pink lips, and arousal pulls tight in his gut. The stark light spilling over Midoriya's face turns it pale enough to almost glow, save for the dark shadows cast by the bridge of his nose, the bow of his lips. His curls end up transformed into a mess of fragmented shadow and light, surrounding his face like a crazed halo. He looks almost like a wild cherub, prostrate and profane on hands and knees, as Shinzo paints his lips slick, and he finds himself wishing to do worse. Kiss it, Izuku, he murmurs. Show me how much you want it. Midoriya blinks slowly, looking at Shinzo a moment, and for a moment he wonders if that was too much to ask, too far. Except then Midoriya is pulling back, to lean forward again and press a soft kiss to the side of Shinzo's cock. This time, it's Shinzo's turn to have difficulty breathing, as Midoriya starts pressing slow kisses all over his cock, starting light, then turning wetter and wetter. His lashes are long and dark against his cheeks, eyes hooded as he focuses on Shinzo's order. It doesn't feel long at all before he's simply mouthing messily at flushed skin, looking up Shinzo's shaft with a pink, curving tongue, and making Shinzo's heart stutter in its pace. He slid his grip at the base down to just a loose ring of two fingers, letting Midoriya have as much as he wants. And he does, indeed, seem to want. heedlessly letting the weeping head of Shinzo's cock slide over his cheek and smear wet tracks across his skin that either glisten in the light or are lost to shadow. Watching from above, Shinzo feels heat coil inside him. "Fuck me," he breathes, completely unintentionally. "Isuku, you pretty little slut." Midoriya's eyes shoot wide open, and he freezes, rigid, before they flutter back shut, and he bites his lip on a muffled moan. Shinzo's brief moment of panic subsides as he watches Midoriya's spine curve, back dipping as he spreads his legs a little. The heat in his gut flares, alongside a burst of triumph. They discussed this type of name-calling, too. He's both glad and relieved to see it going over so well. "You're practically drooling on my dick, yet you still want more, don't you?" he murmurs, staring down at the picture Midoriya paints, and wishing he could show him just how beautiful he looks. "Fuck, that's hot. Haven't even put me in your mouth yet, and I'm already so fucking hard." Midoriya's gaze shoots up at him, wide-eyed, and Shinzo grabs at the emotion he sees startling to life there. "Yeah, Izuku, you think just anyone could get me like this? Look at me." He adjusts his hold, gripping his wet, straining shaft with a slight groan. "I'm already ready to come all over your face. You haven't done anything except kiss me. Make me fucking lose it, Izuku." Midoriya's cheeks turn red, and he ducks his head, but Shinzo still catches the pleased, flustered smile that twitches at his lips just before he does, and a thrill runs through him at the sight. "Do you have any idea how hard Shoto's heart is beating right now?" he continues, without thought or plan, yet wanting to see more of that smile, for Midoriya to understand more of just what he can do. He forces Midoriya's head back up with the hand in his hair, making him gasp. Todoroki's hands tighten on Shinzo's legs, and he indeed feels his heartbeat start thudding against his back. "I can feel it straight through his chest. Bet he wishes you were getting his dick wet, You'd make it good for him, wouldn't you, pretty boy?" Midoriya breathes heavily, lips parted, looking a little dazed. Shinzo tightens the grip in his hair just enough to hurt, and Midoriya startles with a short, accidental gasp. "Answer me, pretty. You'd make Shoto feel good, right?" Midoriya's cheeks darken, and he swallows openly, gaze shifting to Todoroki behind Shinzo.
"I would."
Shinzo smiles. "And I'd love to see it. We'll do that another time, sweetness. Right now, you've got me all hard and wet." He grips his cock a little harder and hisses between his teeth at the pressure, hips twitching. Midoriya's gaze drops down to it, or tries to, but Shinzo keeps his head forced too far back to properly see. Shinzo breathes a slightly disbelieving laugh at how good that makes him feel, the way that makes growing warmth tangle and snarl in his stomach. "You want it, pretty slut? You want to suck my cock?" Midoriya flushes right up to the roots of his hair.
I do.
"Aw, such a good slut for me," Shinzo purrs, and relishes the way that makes Midoriya squirm, as well as the way he can't hide the look of deep arousal and embarrassment that blossoms on his face, with Shinzo holding him exposed like this, no matter how much he wants to.
"You hard, baby? Tell me."
Midoriya's eyes slide to the side, expression of arousal and embarrassment deepening.
Yes.
Shinzo's smile turns sharp.
"Such a good boy.
That's what we like to see, isn't it, Shoto? He's so cute when he's turned on. Todoroki lets out a shaky breath of agreement from behind him, sounding almost overwhelmed. His hands flex on Shinso's thighs, and Shinso almost starts to feel bad for how hard he feels against his ass, patiently waiting. Okay, pretty boy, Shinso says, deciding to move things along. Show me how good you are. But, he adds quickly, as Midia starts to move down, or tries to, pulled up short again by Shinso's grip in his hair. I want you touching yourself the whole time. Want you to tug on that hard cock of yours until you're ready to come, got it? And when you're almost there, when you're right at the edge, you stop. Stop and tell me. Think you can do that, pretty? Midia swallows hard.
Yes.
Shinso grins. Good boy. He loosens his grip, and this time, Midoriya successfully ducks down and takes him in his mouth. Shinso hadn't meant to groan so loud, but Jesus. As soon as Midoriya's mouth slips over his head, tongue snaking beneath, he's arcing back over Todoroki's shoulder with a deep, punched-out groan that he might have been embarrassed about if Midoriya's mouth weren't such sweet relief. Soft, wet heat envelops him. And when Midoriya starts hollowing his cheeks and properly sucking, he full-on collapses back against Todoroki with another bone-deep moan, pleasure ricocheting up his spine, playing over bone like plucked strings. His hand tightens in Midoriya's hair as he suppresses the urge to fuck forward, sink deep into that sweet pressure. Oh, fuck, he murmurs, gripping hard at Todoroki's shoulder and turning his head to pant against his skin, eyes screwed shut. Yeah, just like that, Izuku. Fuck, you're so good at this. Such a good, tight little mouth. Feels so good, pretty. Midoriya makes a sound, and Shinso feels it vibrate up his cock. He tugs at Midoriya's curls without meaning to, hips twitching as his eyes roll back in his head. Ah, fuck, yeah, fuck. Love you like this, Zuku. Love those little noises you make. You getting off, pretty boy? Shoto, tell me. Is he touching himself like a good boy? Shinso genuinely does not have the wherewithal right now to lift his head and check, so he's glad when Todoroki gives a hum of affirmation, one hand curling into a fist on Shinso's thigh. He is. Shinso gives a breathy laugh. Good. Mouth full of cock and a hand between your legs. That's a good look for you, little cum slut. Midoriya whines this time, and Shinso gasps at the way that feels around his dick, hand tightening reflexively in Midoriya's hair as his back arcs. His cock slides deeper into Midoriya's mouth, and he fights back a needy sound. You like that, pretty? He gasps, finding the strength to get himself up enough to look down at Midoriya, only to almost come on the spot. Midoriya's lips are red and wet, stretched tight around his cock under freckled cheeks. He can still see traces of pre-cum shining on his skin, and when Midoriya looks up at him, from under thick lashes, God. From this angle, the light turns his eyes far darker than they really are, only occasional flecks of green still visible, floating like bright shards of sea glass. He looks up at Shinso with a pleading look, clearly hoping Shinso won't ask again. But unfortunately for him, it turns out Shinso loves the way he looks like this, wordlessly begging as he sucks cock. The snarl in his stomach grows darker, tighter. Asked you a question, pretty, he presses, even as he holds Medea's head and grinds his dick a little deeper into his mouth, unable to resist. Medea's eyes flutter, and he moans, making Shinso, somehow, impossibly, harder. Despite the now burning urge to fuck Medea's mouth, he persists. You remember our signs? Medea blinks hazily up at him, and it takes a few seconds before understanding seems to hit. But then he's lifting a hand and making an okay sign, and Shinso crooks a proud grin. Knew you could do it, he praises, petting his hand through Medea's locks. Medea, somehow, preens. So tell me, pretty boy, you like being called a needy cum slut? Medea's gaze immediately drops in mortification, but Shinso waits, and the okay sign flashes again. Shinso grins again, and is about to lean back against Todoroki, but is surprised when Medea pushes back against his hand, asking to be let up. Shinso lets him. Just a bit, though, he says when his mouth is free of Shinso's dick, looking embarrassed, but speaking anyway. Not too much. Of course, Shinso says immediately, after an initial moment of surprise, stroking a soothing hand through Medea's hair and giving him a smile. Medea gives a small, reassured smile back and leans back down, only to stop a hair's breadth away, pause, and then look back up, eyes sliding just to the side of Shinso's face. Just for you, he murmurs, words small and embarrassed as he shifts on his knees and avoids Shinso's gaze, cheeks red enough to glow even through the wash of bright light that paints them all blue-white. Only your cum slut. Shinso's breath hitches, and Medea clearly notices. Seeming encouraged by it, he leans back a little more, and this time looks up at Todoroki, shy but determined. And yours. Oh, God. Shinso hears Todoroki whisper in a strangled voice beside him, sounding like he might genuinely die. Shinso almost laughs at how incredibly pent up Todoroki sounds, but then he notices Midori's expression take on a proud look, embarrassed but pleased, maybe even a bit smug, and instead he stops and stares. He doesn't think he's seen that look before. It's wonderful. Okay, he says quietly, stroking his hand through Medea's hair again. Medea turns bashful, gaze dropping, but smiles that sweet, pleased smile from before, and Shinso's heart flutters. He pauses at the back of Medea's head and grabs a light fistful of hair, twisting it through his fingers. It's soft. "Then prove it, pretty," he murmurs, and Medea looks up at him expectantly. "Show me how much you want me." For a moment, Medea's eyes shine, and then he ducks down and swallows Shinso down to the root. Shinso half yelps, suddenly lifting off of Todoroki as he flies up onto his knees, gripping Medea so tight he feels him whimper, sound muffled by the way Shinso's currently down his throat. He makes himself gentle his grip, letting Medea slide up as the boy shuffles on the bed, readjusting to their new position. But even then, he doesn't pull off, instead looking up at Shinso through watering eyes, bright and damp in the hard light. A tear trickles down the curve of Medea's cheek when he blinks, and Shinso feels himself shake as he tracks its path. Arousal roars to sudden, snarling, brilliant life so fast, his chest almost starts to hurt, as his breath quickens, caught in the blaze like kindling, staring down at something that is literally out of a dream.
Shoto,
he breathes, voice a little faint, a little hoarse, as Midoriya curls his tongue around him and starts to slowly, slowly slide back down. Shinso almost whimpers, and instead grasps desperately at Todoroki behind him, fingers slipping on smooth skin.
Shoto, touch me.
There's a small sound beside his ear as Todoroki shifts, looking, Shinso assumes, to him.
You want?
Yes, Shinso says quickly, still staring at Midoriya. Yes, now, please. Todoroki makes a quiet noise of acknowledgement, and his hands leave Shinso's thighs.
Isuku,
Shinso breathes, as Todoroki shifts to grasp something on the bed beside them, still caught on the sight his boyfriend makes.
Fuck, Isuku, you're so pretty.
Midoriya pauses a little in his movement, and Shinso thinks he can see his cheeks pink. But then he sinks back down, and Shinso loses track of anything beyond the way Midoriya is gradually working him back into his throat. He takes it slower this time, easing himself down Shinso's shaft. But Shinso can still feel the way his throat starts to constrict about him as he forces him deep. The little noises that end up muffled against his cock. The sight of Midoriya coming near flush to his hips is too much. He forces himself to look away, muscles starting to tremble as arousal snaps and sparks. A long, low groan escapes him as Midoriya swallows, tightening about him. And oh, God, Shinso's suddenly so damn close, it nearly hurts.
Slow, love,
he grits out from between clenched teeth, exhaling shakily.
You're too good. Fuck, Izuku, you're perfect.
Midoriya makes another little noise around his cock, and Shinso has to shut his eyes, fighting back another wave of pleasure.
Shoto, please.
A warm hand slides up his leg to grab his hip, and he feels Todoroki push up behind him again, resettle himself. Shinso tries to relax a little, but finds he can't, practically shaking with tension as Midoriya slowly bobs his head up and down, tight and hot, and oh, so good.
I've got you, Todoroki murmurs from behind him.
Shinso shudders and leans back a little with a grateful, relieved noise, letting Todoroki's solid presence ground him a little. He lets out a shaky breath as another hand, fingers wet with lube, slips between his cheeks, and tries to relax even more. The pads of his fingers circle gently, pressing lightly without entering, and Shinso feels his hips twitch.
Just do it, Sho.
Todoroki presses two fingers inside him at once, and Shinso cuts off with a sharp sound, then shudders and collapses back against Todoroki with a whine, only just keeping himself up on his knees.
Too much,
Todoroki murmurs, only down to the first knuckle. And Shinso quickly shakes his head where it's rolled back against Todoroki's shoulder. Breath uneven.
No, this is good. This is what I need. Shoto.
He moves his hips a little, grinds back on Todoroki's fingers, and hears Todoroki's breath catch.
Just go a little slower than usual.
Okay.
Todoroki listens to him, slowly working long, slender digits inside Shinso, with horrible, painstaking thoroughness. Part of Shinso chafes at his care, and even though he'd asked for it, gnawing at the bit for the building release which feels so close. He starts moving his hips in slow, shallow pulses, and the combined feeling of sliding over Midoriya's tongue, then back into Todoroki's patient touch, makes him almost desperate. But then he looks down, and sees Midoriya's arm disappearing between his legs, yet not moving, and the sight lights a whole new fire in him. He's moved his other hand up to grasp the base of Shinzo's cough, helping add pressure as he sucks it with red lips, and a single-minded focus that makes Shinzo feel unraveled just to witness. But the stillness of his other arm catches at the snarl inside him, plucking at taut strings and making them quiver with a fierce, astonished pleasure. "You forgetting to touch yourself, sweetness?" he says shakily, and Midoriya's eyes flick up. Shinzo breathes a short laugh. "This so good, you forget to get yourself off? Fucking hell, that's hot. But I want to see you get yourself off, baby. I want to see that arm moving. I want to see those pretty lips beg me to come when you get close. So let me see it, Izukuo, okay?" Shinzo ends up gasping a little at the end of his sentence, as Todoroki twists his fingers inside him, hitting something good that sends a short zip of lightning up his spine. Just as he's trying to regain his breath, Todoroki adds a third, and Shinzo gives up, shuddering and shutting his eyes, curving back over Todoroki in a trembling arc. Midoriya is staring at him, almost enraptured, when he finally looks back down, and seeing those big eyes look at him like that, like he's beautiful too, makes Shinzo suddenly battle with the urge to curl away, even as a bashful, pleased feeling whispers to life at the same time. Suddenly, he understands a lot better how Midoriya must feel. He makes himself look beyond that gaze, and shakes his head when he sees Midoriya's arm still stagnant. "I don't see movement, pretty. I know all a cum slut like you wants is to suck my cock. And God, it's amazing to look down and see you waiting patiently like that, my dick down your throat." Shinzo swallows, tensing against another wave of arousal, because it really is. "But you think you can pull yourself away enough to tell me you're going to get yourself close? For me?" Midoriya's eyes widen, and he pulls off Shinzo's dick with a wet sound, making Shinzo's belly do a funny little flip. His lips are so fucking red. Yes. He starts, and then has to stop and clear his throat when his voice comes out broken, and Shinzo's belly does another flip when he realizes that's because he was just gagging on Shinzo's cock. "Yes, I can do that, Hitoshi." "You're gonna touch yourself?" Shinzo double checks, fighting down a wave of arousal. Behind him, Todoroki nuzzles into the side of his neck, and starts fingering him a little harder. Shinzo's spine pulls straight, eyes going a little wide, the feeling of Todoroki's patience starting to slip. He takes a few breaths to refocus, and his hand falls from the curve of Todoroki's neck to clamp down on his shoulder instead, slightly sweaty on smooth muscle. "You gonna fuck that fist of yours until you're right at the edge?" Midoriya swallows heavily, eyes big and gaze hazy. "Yes." "Good boy," Shinzo breathes, and Midoriya shines. Shinzo drinks it in, for a moment unbelieving that he could make Midoriya look like that. Yet he did, and pride grows within the snarl in his stomach like welling water, soaking it thick and heavy, impossible to ignore. It's his boy that looks so good, and knows it now, too, sees the evidence clear in front of him. A quiet thought in the back of his head wonders if he would look the same, but he pushes that down. That's not for now. Now is for making Midoriya back up his words. Shinzo tugs a little on Midoriya's hair, pulling him closer, and Midoriya sinks back onto his cock. Takes only a few more moments before Shinzo realizes that he's not going to be able to hold out much longer. Todoroki is clearly starting to reach the end of his rope, pressing haphazard kisses onto Shinzo's neck and shoulders, the way he knows gets Shinzo going, sharp and biting, making him twitch with each one. He fucks into Midoriya's mouth in tight little pulses, straining to keep in control, even as Todoroki twists three fingers knuckle deep inside him, his breath heavy and wet on Shinzo's nape. Midoriya matches him gamely. He's watching Shinzo now, eyes dark and hungry, staring at the way Shinzo strains between them like there's nothing better. His hand is finally moving between his legs, and Shinzo notes that it picks up speed whenever Todoroki forces a noise from Shinzo himself, little gasps and moans that he can't bite back fast enough. Todoroki trails his free hand up Shinzo's torso, and Shinzo shouts when he grabs a nipple and twists, sharp pain bursting across his chest in a sudden white-hot bloom, racing down his nerves and making his whole body arc. Midoriya makes a muffled sound from below as it upsets their pace, but Shinzo hardly hears it, head thrown back over Todoroki's shoulder, as he pants and tries to draw back from the edge of what was very nearly an explosive orgasm.
"Izuku," he gasps, are you close?
Midoriya pulls off with a wet sound that has Shinzo squeezing his eyes tight shut and digging the nails of his free hand into his thigh.
"I am, but Hitoshi, can I?"
Midoriya sounds wrecked, too, Shinzo notes in the part of his brain not desperately straining to stay in control. His voice is wonderfully rough and broken.
"I want to see. You look so good. Can I see you and Shoto?"
"Yes,"
Todoroki says, before Midoriya can even finish, sounding a little desperate. He removes his fingers and presses himself solidly against the length of Shinzo's back in one long line. Shinzo can feel the sweat on his skin, the way his chest heaves.
"Hitoshi, please."
Shinzo slides down Todoroki a little, head still thrown back, and breathes a shaky laugh. He hadn't planned on it, but apparently he's gotten both his boyfriends to the point of begging. Amazing. He wonders what Todoroki might do if he denies him, but that's a test for another time. He's too desperate for that just now. "Huh, guess we're all pretty worked up, huh?" he admits, and lets Midoriya's hair go, lets him get himself upright. He rolls his hips back against Todoroki's cock, and grins breathlessly at the sharp inhale that follows. Then Todoroki's hands drop to his hips, and Shinzo finds himself jolted up when he yanks him back, hard. A wash of warm breath at the crook of his neck makes Shinzo's skin prickle.
"Hitoshi."
"Yes,"
Shinzo says finally, giving up and cutting off what almost sounded like pleading.
"Shoto, fucking fuck me, please, God."
Todoroki throws him down to the bed so fast, he almost hits Midoriya as he hastens out of the way, and the rest of Shinzo's sentence gets caught in his throat as Todoroki yanks his hips up, positions himself, and fucks into him, hard. Shinzo falls down to both forearms with a shout, as pleasure surges up his spine in a sudden burst, and knows immediately he isn't going to last long. Todoroki's hands are gripping his hips tight enough to bruise, and he can hear him panting as he yanks Shinzo back onto his cock with every thrust. Shinzo feels whines and moans being torn from his throat without his permission. I can't even mind that much, because it feels so fucking good to finally let go. His cock is aching, dripping onto the fucking bedsheets, the suction of Medinia's mouth still so easily called to mind. It's like he can still feel it. And all he can do is spread his legs and grab onto the bed as Todoroki takes him the fuck apart. The duvet crumples into a scattershot of bright-cut shadows as he tries to find enough grip to stop himself from being fucked up the mattress and into the wall, and the slap of Todoroki's hips to his makes something hot and possessive skitter up his nerves. He did this. Shinzo Hitoshi, the insomniac with a villain quirk. He made pretty boy Todoroki fucking lose it. And God, does it feel good. His spine dips with a guttural moan as Todoroki hits him just right, pleasure snapping bright, and he just manages to turn his head to the side to see Midoriya, see how their boy is doing. He finds him plastered to the wall, legs splayed open and furiously stroking his dick, eyes fixed on the two of them, but mostly on Shinzo, he thinks, falling apart at the seams. The very edge of the window light falls over him at an odd angle, only catching the movement of his arm, the gleam of his eyes, but it's more than enough. Shinzo grins.
"You close, pretty?"
he gasps between heavy breaths, bracing himself and pushing back against Todoroki. The other boy moans.
"Tell me, Izuku."
Midoriya nods desperately, movement clear even in the dark.
"Yes, yes, I'm close. You look..."
Shinzo laughs, almost unintended, as a wild mix of emotions erupts inside him.
Midoriya thinks he looks good, so good, good enough to... For so long, Shinzo had never thought, never even imagined, that someone would... "Come on, pretty," he gasps,
trying to shove all that to the side, even as tears suddenly prick at his eyes. He blinks and ignores them, made all the easier when Todoroki suddenly dips over him, changing angles and making him moan. He tries to keep it together.
"I want you to come watching us."
"Yes,"
Todoroki groans, distracted, but still instantly agreeing.
"Izuku, don't be embarrassed. We want to see you, too."
Midoriya's breath audibly catches.
"You do?"
"Yes,"
Todoroki and Shinzo both say at the same time. Todoroki breathless, Shinzo incredulous. Shinzo's about to follow up with more. How could Midoriya even doubt? Only to cut off with a yelp, as Todoroki grabs him by the hair and pulls him back, hard. Snapping, electric pain suddenly ripples over his scalp, and Shinzo's shout turns to high-pitched whines as Todoroki holds him there in a straining arc, begging, pleading wordlessly as tears suddenly reappear, burning hot on a flushed face. His hands scrabble at the blanket for purchase, for slack.
"You see how good he looks,"
Todoroki says, holding Shinzo firm by the hip with one hand, tight by the hair with the other. There's movement from Midoriya, a shaky, transfixed nod that Shinzo can just make out through watering eyes.
"You're the same."
There's a sharp, high gasp from the shadows, then a sudden flurry of movement.
"Shit, Hitoshi, I almost came. Can I... Please tell me I can."
"Yes, yes, Izuku,"
Shinzo gasps, twisting in Todoroki's grasp.
"Come for us. Let us see."
There's a noise before he even finishes, and he sees Midoriya's form tense,
hard light shivering over straining muscle, before he throws his head back with a long, low groan. There's quiet. "Good boy," Shinso whispers. There's a wash of mint over his ear, and Shinso's eyes go wide as Todoroki leans close. "Your turn." Todoroki lets go of his hair, and the wave of relief is so powerful, such a burst of cool, heady bliss, that Shinso collapses onto the bed with a shuddering gasp, cheek flat to the sheets and eyes rolling back into his head. And then Todoroki reaches a hand around to grasp his dick, and God, all the tension that had built up nearly releases. So close. He's teetering right on the edge when Todoroki moves inside him once, twice, grinding against him as he pumps a fist over his cock. And Shinso gasps, groans, and spills onto the bedsheets. "Fuck, fuck, fuck," he finds himself whispering as Todoroki continues to grind inside him. His head is swimming, still so light with sweet, sweet relief that it's almost numb. Flashes of residual pain skittering along his nerves and hitting the groundswell of pleasure in his gut like sparks in water, a sizzling jolt each time. He whines into the bedsheet as Todoroki fucks him a little harder, almost dizzy with the rush of feeling. "So pretty," Todoroki murmurs. And Shinso whines again, breathless, clenching the duvet hard.
"Hitoshi, please, just a little."
"Yeah," Shinso gasps, just barely managing to squint his eyes open past the tumult inside him. Light splits Todoroki's face into two pretty pieces. He's looking at Shinso with a desperate hunger that's clear across both.
"Keep going, Shoto."
Todoroki takes a shaky breath, and does just that. He moves fast, yanking Shinso's hips back up from where he'd slid down to the bed, then fucking inside him with a need that no longer accommodates for how Shinso's feeling. Just rough, frantic speed. It's a new feeling, a sudden crescendo of sensation hitting tender, still singing nerves. Shinso lets himself go boneless in Todoroki's grip, unsure if he could do much else with how weak he feels. And watching Todoroki move in the sharp light, using Shinso with abandon, with clear need. This, he knows, he's always known, he wants. It feels out of a dream, too, though pretty, that's new. He'd called Shinso, pretty. Someone who looks like that. Despite his desire to let Todoroki go until he's satisfied, Shinso finds himself on the verge of telling Todoroki to pull out before not that long at all, feeling like his very bones are shaking, his body a cacophony of notes that Todoroki plucks without care or mercy. Yet just when he feels like it's too much, Todoroki shudders, stills, and releases inside Shinso with a groan. Shinso feels a rush of satisfaction at the sound Todoroki makes, how he feels inside him as he fills him with heat, before Todoroki slowly slides down and ends up squashing Shinso to the bed. The duvet sinks beneath them. Shinso wheezes out a breathless laugh as Todoroki crushes him. The figures, he can't really complain. He can't move either. There's a rustling noise from beside them, and Shinso looks up as much as he can, with his cheek pressed flat to the bed. Minjidia shuffles into the light, eyes darting over the two of them, drinking them in. Shinso smiles, tired but happy. Minjidia gives a small smile back. "I think you were a pretty good boy, too, Hitoshi." Shinso blinks wide, shocked, then laughs,
even as that small, shy pride from before shivers a little at the compliment, pleased. Rat. Medidia giggles, and Shinso reaches out a lazy hand to trace fingertips along the warmth of his skin, whatever he can reach. Medidia's smile turns fawn, and he brings his hand to Shinso's to tangle them together. Thank you, Hitoshi. Shinso lets out a low, happy hum, eyes heavy as he feels himself sink into the sheets a little more. Todoroki shifts on his back. You're welcome, pretty, he murmurs, then smiles when Midoriya blushes. Ha, still cute. This. He could get used to this.